Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Cardi live from Good evening, everyone. This is Cardi. My apologies for going in and out. I'm hoping that everyone is doing well this evening. Hello. This is Cardi again. Technology is the devil today, as well as traffic. I'm hoping that everyone is doing okay. Tonight we are going to hopefully get the opportunity to have the chance to speak with Tish Songbird Martin. I'm hoping that she's on the line now. I'm also hoping that my phone doesn't disconnect again. Are you there, Tish?
I'm right here. Hi.
The lovely. How are you? If my phone disconnects, I promise I will be right back. How are things going?
I'm great. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so I am back now. So we are live tonight with Tish Songbird Martin. If you are not from the Raleigh-Durham area, I feel sorry for you because you missed one of the most phenomenal artists locally if you've not had a chance to experience Tish Songbird. You are so welcome. Because of the lovely technology and the traffic that tends to happen at 5 o'clock, our time is slightly shortened, but I do not want you all to miss, you know, getting information on the CD Perfect Imperfections, what makes Tish Songbird. And more importantly, what she has coming up for days. So tell us about yourself very quickly, Tish.
Quickly. Well, first of all, I just have to say that I give honor to God for my gift. I know that it's not mine, so I'm grateful for that. But I'm just a little country church girl from Lewisburg, and I just happened to stumble upon Zydeco downtown Raleigh one night in open mic, and the rest is really history. Everything else was already planned out for me. So, I mean, it's basically it about me. I don't want to give my age.
And, you know, tell those listeners thus far how it's been, you know, to start from that to now having your own CD. You know, I'm not going to spoil, you know, who you've opened up for. I'm going to allow you to express that to the listeners. And then also tell them what you have coming up. Like, I know, and I'm truly excited over here. And then, you know, I want you just to bless us just a little bit with, you know, your talent, because I definitely don't want them to miss out.
Are you serious? Anyway, it's been amazing. I went from the little girl in the corner that no one noticed to everyone knowing who I am, and it's quite scary. But I'm excited about this album. It's my debut album. Shout out to my awesome manager, Banky Eubanks, and to my great producers, Gav Williams, a.k.a. Gav Beats. Everybody in Greensboro know Gav. And Mike Blaze. The album is basically just the story of my love story from beginning to end of my marriage. And I don't want to say it was a bad marriage, but it was something that I went through that made me a better person. And it's just a great, great album. It's me. I'm uniquely made. And so Gav captured that, Blaze captured that, and I'm thankful for that. Coming up this Sunday, you can catch me at the Ritz. I will be opening for Chrisette Michelle, the beautiful Miss Chrisette Michelle. She's an awesome, awesome person. Last month I was at DPAC with the Isley Brothers and the Mary Jane Girls. Locally, my show this Saturday, you can check me out, Tish Songbird and the Applause. My band, I love them, at the Star Bar, a free show from 9 to 11. That's our home stage. You said be brief. So Saturday, Star Bar, free show, 9 to 11. Sunday, the Ritz, Raleigh, North Carolina, with Chris. I'm opening for Chrisette Michelle. Actually, I have something tonight. I'll be in Durham at the House. Tomorrow night, I'll be at Fitzgerald's in Raleigh, North Carolina, doing a little something-something. So you can pick up my album online, www.cdbaby.com/CD/Tish Songbird. And if you just happen to come to one of my shows, I have hard copies for sale. If you want one, trust me, you will not be disappointed. It has a little bit of something for everybody. I tell everybody it's entitled Perfect Imperfections because I feel like love is perfect, but we as people are imperfect. So we're imperfect within love. And you just have to, I don't know, I love being in love. I love to love. Everyone that knows me know that I speak life, and I love everybody, and I'm just always, hey, and happy-go-lucky. So check me out. Look me up, Facebook, Tish Songbird Martin, Tish Songbird, the artist, the Applause, that's ATTLAUZE. Follow me on Instagram, T Songbird, and I'm just a little bit of everywhere. Doing a little bit of everything, smiling.
And, you know, I can attest to the bubbly individual that you speak of within yourself, only because every time I've seen you, even when I'm not necessarily my own self, you brighten me up with a smile, and
thank you.
You brighten me up with terminology that I'm not going to share because it was very personal, but I still laugh at that little word that you used that night. When I'm down, I'm still trying to figure out the meaning of it on occasions, but I know I have some of those individuals around me. I just want you to, can you give us just a little bit of cocaine?
Are you serious, Artie?
Just a little bit. You know you love me, Tish.
My love is like cocaine, cause I leave residue around the room. My Cause I leave residue around the room. Oh yeah, babe. That's all you can get. I have to sing tonight. You got me singing. What is wrong with you, Sardi? But I love you.
I just wanted them to experience just a little bit of it and for them to know that not all cocaine is bad for your health.
It ain't, honey. Not this kind right here. And I'm pretty sure not your kind either.
No, ma'am, not at all. So before we do conclude, because we do have a little while longer, I do have a guest on, and if they want to, they can share, you know, their take or, you know, their experience of, you know, the songbird movement. I am not the only one that has experienced that, so.
Always trying to get me to speak. Yes, I've heard you before because I've come with Sardi one of the Epitome shows, and they called you up on stage. So that was the first time I met you. And you're right, you do have a bubbly personality. And I was intimidated just by you, but you made me feel comfortable right away.
Thank you. Don't be intimidated. Most people are intimidated by me. I call it a natural snarl, and I'm a thinker. So when people see me, if I'm frowning up a little bit, 9 times out of 10, I'm thinking, and I'll be in my own head from time to time. But once they talk to me, and I'm like, hi, I'm actually one of the friendliest people you will ever meet. I love people, and that comes from me telling people, first you have to love God, then you have to love yourself, then it's easy for you to love those around you. And that's the philosophy that I live by. And I know because I suffered from depression, and I know a lot of people say, don't talk about it, and why would you tell that? But you never know what someone is going through. And I suffered from depression, and one day I woke up, and I was like, you know what, I'm tired of being sad, and I'm tired of being mad all the time. And I just started praying and asking God every day I woke up. I said, I'm going to have a great, fantastical day. And I started to believe it, and that's what happened. And I realized, you know, we influence the people around us. So whenever you see me, I'm going to always smile. Regardless of how I'm feeling, I'm going to always smile because you never know who needs it. You never know who needs a hug. And it's our purpose. God created us to love. And so I just love to love people. So I'm glad that you found out I was friendly. I'm sweet sometimes. Sorry,
I definitely agree with Tish, you know, because I know I've been in the presence of Tish on multiple occasions, even though Tish did not necessarily know firsthand what I was going through. Like, she recognized, okay, honey, this is not what you need to be looking like. Come here, give me a hug. And I've been trying to get that necklace off her neck now for almost a year, and I'm still working on that necklace. So, I mean, I want to personally say thank you, because you are correct. People don't know our qualms and our quote-unquote shortcomings. You know, I have no issues as well with saying that, you know, I suffered from depression. You can't hide depression. People see it. And at the end of the day, you know, you have to surround yourself with those that, even if they don't know you totally, they know you enough to say, okay, just give me a hug. And in that aspect, Tish, I think you are perfect. You know,
Thank you.
We don't get those opportunities to sit down and rap and chat. Yet through you, I see that there is some strength. You have a talent that is phenomenal. And just the way the songbird movement has picked up, like every time I read about it or I hear about it or someone tells me, hey, you know, Tish got this going on, I'm like, what? And that in itself, to me, it blesses me to have seen it and hopefully to be able to see it more like I used to
outside of where I saw you. Like, I want to see you within your own element, not necessarily umbrella. And there's nothing wrong with umbrellas. They just happen to shade sunshine on occasion. So I'm pretty happy that you've had the opportunity to do you, because you are much deserving of it.
Thank you. Once again, like I said, to God be the glory. I can't take any credit for it. And I just know, I tell people, you have to love yourself. You cannot love anyone until you learn to love yourself. And I think that's why I'm kind of strange and unique, but everywhere I go, I'm the same. I'm the same on stage, I'm the same off stage, but that's because I'm genuine. And I've learned how to talk to people. And my mom always used to tell me, baby, sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So I've learned how to approach different situations appropriately. And I'm just, my thing to everyone is, we have to stick together. We have to uplift one another. If you know someone that has a business, celebrate it and tell people about it. Word of mouth is the best promotion that I know. That's how I made it. Someone was telling someone else, that told someone, that told another person. Because my album just dropped last year, and people knew me before then. So I'm just grateful. I'm actually about to drop another single. I'm working on my second album, and y'all are the first interview I've had. I'm about to drop a single and a video within the next couple of weeks, so I'm excited about that. And I'm not going to tell you any more about it. I just want people to be shocked and surprised at the song, because it's completely different from Perfect Imperfections. And so I'm excited about this. People can see another side of me. And I'm just happy about it. So, but I am honored to be on your show. Thank you so much.
Well, I definitely want to give you the opportunity again to, well, no, give myself the opportunity, because to have you on here is a blessing. I would like to have you back on the Soul Virtual Couch, you know, once that drops, because, you know, I'm a big believer that the way in which we help others is a blessing to ourselves.
Yes.
And, you know, again, you don't need my help at all with getting your name out there. It's truly in reverse. So, you know, you let me know in between your shows and everything when you'd like to come on. You know, it's always Thursdays at 6:30, despite the devil and the technology and the wonderful traffic that we have here. And
yes,
I will promise that I will have my phone juiced up.
Yes, it's fine. I'm just grateful for the couple of minutes that I've gotten to speak with you ladies. And once again, I'm honored. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. I'm just honored to that people even pay attention to me and listen to what I have to say, because I don't speak from self. When I talk to people, I speak from life experiences, and I speak from my heart. And I how can you tell somebody that they're going to be okay about going through something if you've never been through anything? So that's one reason why I don't hide my flaws. We all have flaws. Now, I'm not saying go out and just tell the world all your business, but at the same time, I want people to know that I'm human. I go through just like everybody else, just like everybody else. And so right now I'm single, and I'm trying to get myself together about that, because I went so many years with my husband, and now that I've been single now almost 2 years completely, and now I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I can do it. So I even went through that where I can't do this on my own, and I don't, you know, but my mother and my daughter, I love those two. I have a 13-year-old, my mini-me, and my mom is the greatest mother in the world, so I'm blessed to have them. They keep me grounded. And they pray for me and with me. My grandmother, I come from a line of praying women, and my aunties. And so I'm just grateful for every opportunity that I get. Nothing is too small. And all I can say is the only way left is up. To God be the glory. Let's see where else he takes us. That's all. That's it.
Well, of course, in normal souls fashion, I like to let people know that once again, she is indeed single, gentlemen. However, I will let you know that if you don't come correct, the Tish Songbird that I have experienced,
you know,
will
what?
Let you know.
I will, but so I'll do it for life.
If you happen to hit her up on Facebook, you know, definitely take her out on the town. Take her to, you know, the seafood festival that's coming up in September.
Yes,
you know, but we will
out.
Be watching, gentlemen, and we will fight you over the songbird. I'm just putting it out there.
Fight. That's not nice.
In the name of love, we will
it's
put
the name
hands
of love.
On you.
You are crazy.
So, again, tell us how we can go about, you know, getting tickets for Sunday, if that's something that someone that listens back to the,
well, actually,
the show.
They're going to have tickets for sale at the door. So the show starts at 7. They're going to start letting people in at 7. Once again, it's at the Ritz. Right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And Chrisette Michelle, she's just amazing. But I'm honored that I'm going to be sharing the stage with her. I have some of my sisters, some of my musical sisters, that are going to be background vocalists for me on that evening. So the beautiful Jay Renee, Phoenix Lee, and the great Miss Kiana. And we're just going to get up there and just have a blast. And you know me, Saudi, I'm going to dance and skate all across that stage and make it do what it do.
You make it do what it do, baby. So I will definitely try the best.
Thank you.
So I will get you up privately about that.
Yes.
And
yes.
Again, thank you so much for blessing Soul of Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, souls. I appreciate it. Y'all are a blessing to me. Thank you so much.
So I'm going to leave the souls listeners with this here, and I'm going to use the title of Tish Songbird's CD as a way to trigger your mind. Always know that your perfect imperfections may be imperfect to you, but perfect to another person that you surround yourself with. Continue to love yourself, because in Tish true fashion, you can't love anyone else if you don't love yourself. Put God first, and everything else shall follow. Did I get it right, Tish?
Yes, that was perfect. Perfectly said.
All right, love bug. I know you got rehearsal to go to, so I will not hold you up any longer, but I do hope to see you on Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And thank y'all for listening. Y'all check my girl, Saudi. Can I tell them your nickname? I call her Saudi Mae. So y'all check
that
out
is
my homegirl. My homegirl, Saudi
Mae. All right,
so
love bug. I'll check you later.
Okay, love y'all. Thank you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.